T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we got a lot of stuff that we are covering as we head through this afternoon. There's so many different issues, and this stuff about the illegal aliens being in possession of firearms and their desire to open fire on innocent people at Dogwood Dell. Well, how many more details will we hear, do you think? And I don't honestly know what the answer is. One of the questions that's raised, we hear about violent crimes all the time, right? We hear about public corruption all the time. Well, I wanted to take a second and talk a little bit about the whole public corruption issue, because there's a new book out which I found fascinating. I absolutely found fascinating, and it's really a scholarly work as far as I'm concerned, but it talks about the different types of corruption and what's going on. Jeff Cortese is joining us. He is a retired FBI agent. He was with the Capitol Police. I mean, he's just a rock solid guy and a law enforcement analyst. Jeff, I appreciate you being here.
Jeff, I appreciate you having me on. This is great.
So let's just dive right into this, because I got to tell you something. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I lived in Boston for many years. So public corruption, man, that was just like another item on the menu in both places.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you run into a combination of situations. Some folks grow so accustomed to corruption that they just accept it as normal part of everyday life, and others grow up never really understanding what it is, and when those two things kind of dovetail into each other, you identify some bigger problems. Basically, you know, the community, which is very frequently and an essential element to the law enforcement process, you know, they are force multipliers. Mm-hmm. If they don't know what corruption is, and or they are so disenfranchised by law enforcement's ability to address corruption, then it only gets worse.
Tell us a little bit about your activities, because this was your thing, right? I mean, as I read it and as I look back on your career, man, you were laser beam focused on this.
Boy, this became a passion of mine. So I started out, as you pointed out, with the U.S. Capitol Police. At least my law enforcement career started with the Capitol Police. And I was on Denny Hastert's security detail, so the former U.S. Speaker of the House, who ran into his own problems a few years after I had left the detail. Mm-hmm. With the FBI. When I got into the FBI, my experience on the Hill, my experience and exposure with working with politicians, somehow led me into the public corruption domain and that program within the FBI. So I worked cases in the field in New Orleans post-Hurricane Katrina, worked Tucson, Arizona, Southwest Border Violence and Corruption, and then went up to headquarters where I worked in the Public Corruption Unit and was eventually the acting chief of the Public Corruption Unit. before going back out to the field into San Francisco. So, you know, been all over the Bureau domestically as well as internationally.
Yeah.
And heavily focused on the public corruption program.
So how does it start? I think about like shooting fish in a barrel. Are you always looking at, well, Boston, where we had Massachusetts? We had, what, three speakers of the House in a row that were graduated to the felon ranks? Or in Philadelphia, where, frankly, we always had corrupt people? Or are you waiting for tips? I mean, how does this all play out?
Yes, there are a number of different ways that investigations will be initiated. It could be anywhere. As I said, you know, a very critical partner in this process, in the anti-corruption process, are members of the community. So tips and complaints that come in from the local community, that's one way. We might get turned on to a case from another investigation. It could be a drug case that somehow reveals a judge that's working with corrupt drug traffickers or with drug traffickers and is helping them, you know, stay out of jail or receive a bond that they otherwise shouldn't have received.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn it from get it from other agencies. So there are very few that actually work this program, public corruption. The DEA doesn't generally work public corruption or doesn't have public corruption authority. Our relationship with them is very important. You know, they will share investigations with us. We'll share them with them. So there are a number of different ways. The media sometimes might write up an article from an investigative journalist that tips the FBI in a certain direction. So there are a number of different ways, but education is an important part of that, because if people don't know what public corruption actually is, then their ability to share what they learn or know with the FBI is diminished significantly, because if they don't know it's wrong, they're not going to tell us.
Well, you know, that's a great point, Jeff. We hear about public corruption, and at least what I'm thinking is this. Okay, the mayor somewhere got a payoff. Hey, here's $10,000. I want to build a shopping center on top of that historic cemetery. You're going to look the other way, right? That's pretty obvious. Boy, there's a problem there. But that's not always the case, not always that glaring.
No, it isn't. It isn't always that glaring. It could be very subtle. Among those of us who work the program within the FBI, those who know anything about working public corruption investigations, they are some of the most sophisticated, some of the most complicated, and require some of the most patient agents to achieve success. It is a process, and it is you're operating, targeting individuals who are very sophisticated in their process. And it's a little bit different than other crimes, right? The kingpin, the drug dealing kingpin, kind of likes to flaunt the fact that he's a criminal. He's got a little swagger about him.
Right.
Public corruption is one of those programs where people operate in this dark world, and they don't want you to know that they're criminals. So their ability to remain undetected is paramount to them. And so they are very slick in the manner in which they do it. And it could take a long time to show the elements that are necessary to prove a crime.
You know, I'm looking at the book, and I do want folks to get A Public Corruption in the United States, Analysis of a Destructive Phenomenon by Jeff Cortes. But Jeff, you mentioned the public corruption in the United States. Are we the worst, or is there worse corruption other places?
You know, we're certainly not the worst. One of the things, I used to teach this to law enforcement from other countries and in their countries. So I'd travel to Europe or Africa and Asia and teach public corruption investigative techniques. And one of the questions I would ask is, you know, is your anti-corruption posture better because you don't have corruption cases or because you do? And the reality is, you're going to have corruption. There's no avoiding it. There are cultural elements that impact the volume. There are law enforcement elements that impact the volume. Any place is capable of being the worst. It is the proactive anti-corruption measures that prevent that particular area from becoming the worst.
Gotcha.
So our human nature is consistent across the board, though.
So take a look across the country, and they could be cases you worked or cases somebody else worked. If you had to pick a poster child for public corruption, have you got one figure in mind?
Boy, I that would be so unreasonable to the to all the other great corrupt politicians that have existed. I mean, there have been so many. There have been so many great ones. What I can tell you is there are certainly areas and regions that, that are more prone. If you look at places where they have maybe a lower education level, a higher poverty rate, these types of places tend to have higher levels of corruption. But I mean, you can't. How do you talk about the William Jeffersons of the world and not talk about the Edwin Edwards of the world? I mean, there are so many great corrupt politicians out there. It would be horrible to identify just one.
Jeff, I got to tell you something about Edwin Edwards. Now, you're talking about him. I was, this is 1,000 years ago, there was a police convention in Baton Rouge, and I was a delegate. It was a police union. And Edwin Edwards was our featured speaker. And the corruption in Louisiana was so open. When he gave his speech, he said, you know, and I don't do accents, but he said, boy, people tell me that I am selling offices here in Louisiana. Well, I have news for you. I'm only in office 4 years at a time. So at best, I'm just renting them to other people.
He was notorious for his great quotes. He really was. He had one right, I think it was the night before a gubernatorial election, and this was not said privately. It was said publicly to the media. He said, the only way I lose this election is if they find a live boy or a dead girl in my bed. When you can get that flagrant and that in your face about your level of corruption, and he was very in your face about it,
sure,
you know, that's usually an indicator.
Sure is. So for folks who want to take a look at this, I mean, I know law enforcement professionals are going to run into this in training and advanced classes, but there are plenty of folks out here in the civilian world, I think, would have a great time reading your book. How do they do that, Jeff?
They can either pick it up through Routledge Publishing or Amazon, either of those locations, among others, online.
Perfect. Well, Jeff, we'll get those up on our social media channels and help get the word out. I appreciate you making some time for us. That is Jeff Cortez, great guy, career law enforcement guy, started his career with the United States Capitol Police, went on to serve with distinction with the FBI, retired out of there, and now he's an analyst. And it is a great book. And again, it's a scholarly work. It's designed for advanced detectives and investigators, but you'll get a kick out of it as well. Public corruption in the United States. It is 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.